call the next item.
Item 745, authorize the city attorney to appear as amicus curiae supporting gender equality on behalf of the city of Portland. And Madam President, if I can add that this may be Chief Deputy City Attorney Harry Auerbach's last appearance in front of council.
So I've heard. All right. Well, before we get started, does anyone
Madam President,
want to say
if I could,
something?
Yes. Carla, would you like to say a few words first?
Just real quick. Thank you, Commissioner. That in Harry's 35 years, he's getting embarrassed. And 35 years with the city. Harry used to sit in that chair over there for us many times. He's appeared in front of council hundreds of times. And Harry, you're going to really be missed, and I appreciate working with you. Thank you, Harry.
Well, that's the highest praise I can think of. Carlo, you have sat in that chair for 17 years?
Just about, yeah.
So you have overlapped about half of Harry's career. I just celebrated a milestone of sorts, my ninth year on the council, so we've overlapped nine of his 35 years. And this is Harry's last day on Friday. I would have been there last night, except I was sent home sick in the afternoon, so I apologize that I missed it. I believe, and I have 9 years of experience to back this up, that we at the city of Portland have the best law firm in the city. And I would have said the best law firm in the state, but I don't want to get sideways with our attorney general. But we have an extraordinary group of lawyers who work very hard and who get great results for the people. And it's just a pleasure as a recovering lawyer myself to work with so much talent. A couple of things come to mind when I think of Harry. One is he's a terrific troubleshooter. He's someone who digs into the details and who identifies problems very, very carefully and clearly. He has good judgment. You can be the best lawyer in the world, but if you don't have good judgment and you don't share that judgment with your client, you're not doing much. And we have always found that the legal advice was sound and often very creative. Another unheralded part of Harry's personality is his fearlessness in dealing with his clients in telling them to slow down and get it right. And that sometimes produces frustration for some of us who are in a hurry. But as a result of that approach, he's probably saved the city a ton of money and made sure we got it right. When I think about the totality of my interactions with Harry Auerbach, and they have been many through the bureaus I've had the honor of leading, I simply come down to one way of thinking about his service. I believe Harry is the model of a lawyer in public service. And I think the city has been exceptionally lucky to have 35 years of service from Harry, and you will be greatly missed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. If I may have a moment of personal privilege.
Yes.
Thank you. It has been a true honor and privilege to work for you all and your predecessors and the people of the city of Portland. I mentioned this the other night. I think you all get a really bad rap. In my experience, I've worked with thousands of people over the last 35 years. And 201, my experience of people who work for the city of Portland is everybody from the elected officials to everybody on staff in this building, in the Portland building, and throughout the city, comes to work every day for the purpose of helping to make their community a better place to live. It has been my great honor to be a part of that. I've tried always to remember that we work for the people, and our ultimate responsibility is to take care of their money and to provide them things that enrich their lives. Thank you for allowing me to be part of that. In particular, Commissioner, my model, my role model for that was Charles Jordan, who I worked with when he was director of parks for 13 years. And I am forever grateful to you, Commissioner Fish, for allowing me to serve on the committee that chose University Park Community Center to be renamed in his honor. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Harry. It was certainly one of the high points of our service together at that event.
Having said that, I'm here today actually for a different thing, and that is to ask for your authorization to allow us to participate as amicus curiae in a case supporting a challenge to the refusal of the Department of Veterans Affairs to cover gender reassignment surgery as for transgendered members of the military. And I think it's particularly fitting that my last appearance before you is on an item such as this, because it reinforces the city's commitment to true equality for all and to basic human dignity for all. And I couldn't think of anything I'd rather spend my time doing than defending that principle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We move to public testimony.
No one signed up.
All right. So, thank you, Harry.
Thank you,
Commissioner. I hardly knew you, but it's been a pleasure to work with you and
with you
in our few interactions. And I'm pleased to vote aye on this. Oh, actually, we can't. I have to ask Garla to call the roll, I suppose.
Fish.
Harry, just one other point. You mentioned the renaming of the University Park Community Center in honor of Charles Jordan. Michelle Harper joined us on that committee.
Yes.
It was one of the highest functioning committees I've ever been a part of. And one of the joys of that was that Charles Jordan got to be present and got to share in the tribute and the celebration.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we do these namings, by tradition, actually, we do renamings after someone is no longer with us. And that was, we made an exception, and that made it especially poignant that he and his family were there to accept the recognition and love of the community.
Absolutely.
So thank you. I'm very proud to support this resolution and disappointed that the VA currently refuses to cover gender confirmation surgery by policy. I do note that the administration just passed through a reform, so-called, of the VA, which allows them to strip certain people of their protected rights as employees. Seems like we're just going the wrong way. In passing this resolution today, though, we follow in the footsteps of some other actions the council has taken that I'm very proud of. Under Mayor Adams, and Commissioner Fritz will remember this, the council voted to expand health care coverage for transgender individuals, and that was an important step. And in last year's special appropriation process, the committee appropriated $100,000 for Prism Health, which is the first dedicated LGBTQ plus healthcare center in the state of Oregon. I ran into the executive director the other day and asked him what would happen with the repeal and destruction of the Affordable Care Act. He said it would be bad news, but fortunately there is other dedicated funding through the Ryan White funding process and others that they can rely on. But one part of the attack on the Affordable Care Act is that it will have a devastating impact on people living with HIV/AIDS. This, I think, is an important step, and I'm very proud that in the last 6 months the council has voted to join as amicus curiae on a number of important issues facing our community, including the Muslim travel ban and other actions taken by this administration. Again, thank you, Harry, for your service, and I'm proud to vote aye.
Fritz.
On this issue to start with, I agree, Commissioner Fish, that having a gender confirmation health benefits in the city's plan was something that was one of the best things we did with Mayor Adams, and it was over the objections, actually, at the time of the Labour Management Benefit Committee, who I hope now is more informed on the issue, as I am indeed, too. And so it is fitting that this is your last time in council to be pushing it again. I met yesterday with some members of the Portland Resistance and with the Portland Police and the Mayor's Office to talk about protests, and we all agreed that we do need to protest in as many ways as we need to, and to keep people safe while we're doing that. So this is a way that we, the City Council and the City Attorney's Office, can do our part in pushing back and saying this is not who we want to be. And so thank you for that. Personally, I have really enjoyed working with you. I wish you and Jerry all the best in retirement. I want to thank Commissioner Fish and President Udaly for setting up that Carla got to say her tribute. It's the first time I've been watching City Council for nearly as long, probably longer than you've been council clerk. In fact, yes. And that's the first time that you've been able to share your views. And so I appreciate that. We should do that more often. should feel free to pass us notes when we miss something. So that's, again, an affirmation of your statement. Everybody's trying to do the right thing here in the city of Portland. We all have our role, and you have certainly played your part as well as it could be done. Aye.
Thank you.
You, Daly?
Well, as the political newcomer, I have a lot to learn, and that includes how to pronounce much of the legal jargon that crosses my desk. And sometimes there isn't just one way to say something, but in your honor, I will forever say amicus curiae. I'm glad to have that settled. There was a little debate among my staff, and I'm also proud to support this resolution. Aye.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
And thank you, Commissioner, by the way, for your kind remarks last night. I truly appreciate that.
Thank you. I also wanted to say, Harry, that one of the other things I've enjoyed about learning from you in my office is when I ask a question, often you sit back and go, that's really interesting. And then you lay out, and I can see your thought process as well. You could do this, and these are the risks. And so, again, thank you for teaching me things.